this time last year on Mackinac, we were in the middle of the Detroit bankruptcy process. Here, we're post-bankruptcy. And your organization, the Kresge Foundation, was a major part of moving that process forward. How do you feel on Mackinac this year?
The energy is palpably positive. But, you know, there is an undercurrent of caution here. And I think that kind of comes with the Michigan territory. I think it's just inbred in us somehow, is that we've moved beyond this first hurdle. And I think people are generally euphoric about that, that it was done consensually and so quickly, I think really has taken people's breath away. But I had a chance to speak with Judge Rhodes, the bankruptcy judge, and he was saying, you know, don't get too confident too quickly because so much of the work is yet to be done. And this is a long pull. And I think a lot of the conversations I'm having with people in the hallways has to do with how do we put in place the kind of building blocks that we need in order to make sure we don't squander the bankruptcy moment.
The Kresge Foundation is planning to make some investments in Detroit. And you're trying to tackle some of these issues, like transportation, like investment in early childhood. Talk about what your plans are.
I think one way or another, we will figure out how to reform K-12 education. But I think what we can do right away, and what Kresge is committed to doing, is trying to collect its natural partners, folks from the foundation community, from the private sector, from the public sector, and from the nonprofit sector, to try to begin organizing the early childhood development system so that we identify key investments that start building some facilities that sort of model what we believe high-quality early childhood could look like. You start building out some of the systems that are so important in developing over the long term ways of getting kids ready for kindergarten, ready to learn.
One issue that does carry a lot of politics and that we're trying to tackle in the state as a whole, but also in Detroit, is this issue of transportation. And that's a place you're planning on making some investments. What are you planning to do there?
A number of years ago, when Roger Penske convened a meeting of people to try to figure out how we could invest in the light rail system, he turned to us and he said, well, the problem is that we've got to get started and we need some money to get started. And I said, well, that's fine. How much are you thinking about? You know, $100,000? What do you need? He said, well, $35 million would do it. And so here, 6 or 7 years later, Kresge has invested over $50 million in the M1 rail project. I continue to believe that it will be worth every penny that we have spent. But a little bit like the bankruptcy, we now have to take the next step. And as we get that rail project into the ground, you've got to make sure that it holds its promise to really develop around the stops, to help inject the kind of investment energy all up and down the line that we need to see, you know, residential projects and commercial projects, even some industrial projects. And almost as importantly, it's got to increasingly be the backbone of a regional system. Because if we're going to have light rail that just dead ends up in New Center, it doesn't do us much good. But if you can connect it to the Amtrak lines that begin to develop commuter rail, if you can connect it to the bus rapid transit system that the governor has proposed, if you can help it drive the reconfiguration of the Detroit bus system, which desperately needs to be retooled, then you've got something. And you've begun real substantive work on a regional transit system that is seamless.
I think one of the concerns people have, and a concern I hear a lot about, is in this development of Detroit moving forward, that there be a place for everyone who wants to be a part of the city, long-term residents, low-income people, in addition to people who are coming in. Do you see a role for the foundation in creating a Detroit or helping to shape a Detroit where that's the future we have?
I think absolutely yes. And Darren Walker from the Ford Foundation this morning on the panel talked about the need to create an inclusive recovery. That's exactly the challenge, is that we can continue to build out Midtown and downtown with tech firms and restaurants and artist enclaves and everything in between. But at the end of the day, we have to make sure that the residents of this community have a place that they want to invest in, that they want to stay, and where they want to raise families and build a future. So I don't know that we're moving fast enough. We're not moving fast enough. But I think the real challenge of Detroit's recovery is to make it an inclusive recovery.
Rip Rapson, thank you for speaking with us.
What a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.